The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, we're back. We welcome you back once again to Winchester, Kansas. We're getting set for game two here at the Jefferson County North Class 2A Boys Substate Semifinals. It'll be JCN and MHMA. Joseph, we're taking a break. We're coming back. Lots of info and a tip coming up right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska Flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with two for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get two Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, good to have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas. Joseph, producing and engineering back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio, taking care of the complicated things. Tom Counts with you here courtside, having all the fun, and this one should be exactly that. Game one tonight. It was a battle right down to the end, won by Horton over Valley Falls. And Horton will be pitted against the winner of this one tomorrow night for the championship and the right to go to the Wireless Arena. Let's take a look at the starters, first of all, for Morehill Mount Academy, MHMA, under head coach Christian Wessel. Comes into the game tonight at 17-4. champions of the Northeast Kansas League, and they're going to be starting Brody Coatman and Bowden Korbelik. They're going to have Jonah Nickel out there and Luke Siebert with Owen Dulac. For Jefferson County North, and the Chargers under head coach Corey Knoll, his assistant Jeff Schneider. JCN comes in at 14-7, and they're going to be starting the seniors, Connor Kearns, Grady Knoll, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Knoll. Ravens are going to be the home team tonight in home whites with gold and black, and a rare appearance for Jefferson County North at home in the traveling green with white. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center to jump it off, it's going to be Luke Siebert and Calvin Manville. We're set to go here tonight. These two teams have already met a couple of times this year. You knew that they would have, both being conference opponents. First game of the year, it was on December the 5th. MHMA won at 59-50. On the 2nd of February, Murhill won on a last-second shot, 49-46. And so, Ravens looking for a three-game sweep, and it's going to be lost out of bounds by Jefferson County North off the inbound, and now they're going to say touched by Morehill Mount Academy. Ravens are going to start off in a little 2-3 zone defense. Here's Grady with it on the left side to Carson. McAfee, oh, that's a long three to start. Boom! What a shot, McAfee! Carson breaks out on top, 3-0. We're 7:40 to go in the opening quarter. Back down with it will come Morehill Mount Academy, and over to the right side with the basketball. That's going to be Luke Siebert. Luke will go down to the baseline, pull up from the right side of the lane. The shot is up. No good. Rebound underneath. It's going to be saved by Ethan Knoll. And we've got a Raven on the floor. Up court. Here comes JCN McAfee. Another three. That is going to be off the mark. And we've got a Raven still in the backcourt. I think he's tending to his dental work down here. And I think the official is totally unaware what's going on. Are they going to stop the game? No. He's going to stay out there. So it'll be Raven basketball, 3-0. JCN with the early lead. Over to the left side. Coatman feeds down to the block, twisting, turning, shot goes up, off the rim, once, twice, no good, rebound tipped out, pulled down, Dulac follows up, no rebound, underneath Coatman gets it. Jordy picking up his first points of the ball game, it is 3-2. We're inside 7 to go in quarter number 1. McAfee dumps it over to the left side. It's going to be Grady with it out on top, Carson. Ravens staying in that 2-3 zone. Coatman at the middle. You've got Dulac and Korbelik at the guards. And that leaves Nickel and Siebert at the two forward spots. Skip down to the right side. That's going to be Ethan. Swings around the outside. They're moving the ball nicely, briskly. Three-point shot. McAfee rims off. No. And a rebound's going to be tipped out. Pulled down. Follow shot. Up and no. Rebound. Going to be hauled down by the Ravens. So after hitting their first shot of the ball game, JC and having trouble getting anything else to fall. Now here's Coatman for three. That won't go. And the rebound cleared away, Jefferson County North. Grady Knoll coming up with the basketball, and McAfee will race into the forecourt. We're 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is a 3-2 game. Pass comes out topside. Grady Knoll precisely between the circles. Left elbow. Down to the corner to Ethan. Ethan on the court a couple of times. Backing in is going to be Grady in traffic. Gets it out. McAfee head fakes his defender, steps into the lane, goes from 14, missed it, followed up, won't go for Calvin, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down, and now we'll have a foul in the backcourt, and I think McAfee, yep, tried to slide in from behind to steal the ball away, and in the process, he will collect his first foul of the game. It'll be the first foul by either team, coming at 5:34 to play in the first. 3-2, Jefferson County North in front. Got to say hi to some folks. First of all, my guess is that Grandpa Kim's got the radio on. It's a fish fry at St. Joseph's Church. So if you're listening, hope it's going well. Here's a shot from the top and a three for the Ravens. Knocked down by Luke Siebert. And Morehill Mount Academy will take its first lead of the game at 5-3. And now the ball is going to be knocked away from Calvin. Saved. Chase Dean will take a baseline right. Ethan back out on top. McAfee, head fake, steps inside, kicks it back. Here's a three. No. Won't fall in for Connor Kearns, but the ball is going to be up and good. Calvin Manville for a couple. We're tied at five. 4:40 to go in the first. So, Grandpa Kenny up at the church, hello to you. Daryl, if you're listening, you're missing a good one with the gangs here, so there's that. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Ravens with the ball, jumping over to the right side. We're going to get contact, a whistle, and a foul. Let's see against which Jays team player it's going to be called. The foul is going to be on Grady. It'll be his first, JC and team foul two. Morgan Mount Academy is going to go to the bench, bringing Bo Wirtz into the game. And also coming into the game for the Ravens, it's going to be Derek Ebanks. Here's a jumper off the glass and good. And Brody Copeman has a quick 4 points. So it is 7-5 Ravens. Here's a three left side. Grady from long range. And the Chargers go back in front at 8-7. We are halfway through a fast-moving opening quarter. 4 minutes to go in the first. Driving down the lane, changing hands. Shot is going to be up to the right side, and it's going to be good. Luke Siebert with five. And back the other way goes the lead to the Ravens at 9-8. JCN looks to the middle. Nothing there. Grady with it on the right side. Looking in, bounce pass down to the baseline. Ethan on the floor one time. Pass comes out on top. Calvin goes three. No. Rebound, Ethan Noel on the floor once, falling away. Follows up, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Brody Copeman. Brody, the tallest guy on the floor for either team. His outlet up the floor. Dulac will go down the left side. Pulls up his dribble just outside the block. Brings it out on top to Siebert. Kicks it back to Copeman. He'll launch another three. That one hits the back of the rim of the long rebound. It's going to be cleared away by Jefferson County North. Grady Noel coming up with the basketball, lobs it down the floor. Ethan goes into the lane, goes up, draws a foul. He'll come to the line. The foul is on Coatman. It'll be his first. It is the first foul of the ball game by Marhill Mount Academy. Stepping up for JCN will be Ethan Noel. He looks for his first point tonight. 3 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the opening quarter here in Winchester. Championship night tomorrow night. You're going to hear all those games here on Care Radio. The first free throw, no. So Ethan, not connecting on the first one. Going to have one more look at it. Grady's going to be given a chance to catch a little breath. And into the game, Eli Weiser for JCN. Second free throw rattles in. So Ethan Noel is on the board, and the game is tied at 9. We're also going to see Ethan, after hitting that shot, come out of the game and in for Jeff North, and Coach Corey Noel is going to be Andy Baker. Ravens with the basketball. Here's Dulac into the lane, falling away. Turk shot up, no. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to be cleared away. Connor Kearns coming up with the basketball. He'll go into the forecourt, down the left side in front of the scorer's table, dumps it over to Eli. Weiser brings it back out on top to McAfee. 2:45 and rolling along in the opening quarter. It's a 9-9 ball game. Class 2A boys high school basketball at Substate semifinals. Championship game appearance is on the line. The shot is up, no good. Outlet down the floor, over the left side. Carbola can't haul it in. More substitutions coming in for the Ravens. This time it will be Evan Schmidling into the game. Evan Schmidling, another senior. A lot of seniors for Coach Wessel. 2:20 to go. First quarter, 9-9 game. Jefferson County North with the ball. Here's Weiser. Right side, McAfee, look away pass, long cross court. It goes to Connor. Now down to the baseline right. Calvin. Here's what's going on. The Ravens are in a 2-3. They've got it packed in the middle. Jefferson County North just working the outside. They go baseline, wing, top of the key, wing, baseline, and reverse it, and come back the other way. Now the shot in the middle is going to go up. It won't go in. Rebounding down is going to be Andy. Shot is going to be blocked. Rebounding it down to Ravens. Outlet, here's Ebanks, crashes in, shot is up, no good, no foul. Ravens are going to come down to the offensive board. Here's Siebert, air ball short, follow up and in by Copeman. Throaty has exploded for a half a dozen opening quarter points, and the Ravens go up 11-9. We're down to a minute and a half to play in the first. Ravens, again, in that 2-3 zone that so far, Jefferson County North has been unable to penetrate. Here's Andy Baker, goes in the lane, has a shot deflected, and we'll get a Raven foul, and it will be two free throws for Andy. Official coming over to the scorer's table, and the foul is on Luke Siebert. So Luke's first foul. Team fouls are going to be even at two on each team. And at the line, Andy Baker. Free throw? Yeah. Andy collects his first point of the game. Siebert will come out for the Raven. You're going to get Carl Sargent in. Coach Wessel has used a lot of different players already tonight. One more shot coming up for JCN and Andy Baker. This one, perfect. Well, I'll tell you what, he doesn't put a lot of arc on it. It's not very fancy, not very pretty, but the net doesn't even move as it falls through the bottom. They're so accurate. It's 11-11. Here's a Korbelik three. That's up and good. Bowden with his first point tonight. 14-11. MHMA with exactly a minute to go in the first. The ball's going to be worked around the right side. Now fed inside the block, and Andy is up, but they're going to wave the shot off. He puts it in, but they're going to say he got fouled prior to the shot on the floor. Jim's going to come over and let us know that the whistle's going to be on Sargent, and Pearl will have his first and the Ravens' third foul in the first quarter. Sargent coming out of the game and right back in for MHMA. It's going to be Luke Siebert. The ball in, Calvin to Andy. Back right side, Eli for three. Boom! Eli Weiser. It's now 14-14. This game is like the last one. Close and lead exchanging. And shot is up missing for the Ravens. Rebounded down. Underneath is going to be Ebanks. Cutting in is Siebert. Back to Ebanks. His three. Nope. Rebound Ravens again. And a skip pass coming out on top to Korbelik. With 25, 24, 23 seconds to go in the opening quarter, a 14-14 ball game, and the Ravens are going to run this thing down. Looking for the final shot of the first quarter. Korbelik is going to just hand it over to Bo Wirtz. Wirtz starts right, drives left. Big size mismatch. He'll kick it over to Ebanks. 6 seconds to go. Siebert out on top. It goes Korbelik, and then we got an offensive foul on Siebert. And he's just slid down and set an illegal screen. He was trying to help out Korbelik, but instead, he's going to give JC the last shot. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. McAfee shot at the buzzer off the mark, and we are through one. Can't get any closer than it is in this one. We'll be back second quarter on the way. After one in Winchester, Jefferson County North 14, Marhillon Academy 14.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas, as we get set to go to the second quarter of tonight's Class 2A Substate Boys semifinal game in the Ravens and Chargers deadlocked at 14. Welcome back, everybody. Opening quarter scoring for Morehamite Academy, it was Brody Coleman with a half a dozen and Luke Siebert with five leading the way. Bowden Korbelik hitting a three for the rest of the Raven points. For Jefferson County North, their points are spread across six players. Grady Knoll with three, Carson McAfee with three, Eli Weiser with three, two each, Calvin Manville and Andy Baker and Ethan Knoll with one. Chargers have the ball in play to begin the second quarter. We're back at it. And again, the Ravens are going to stick with that 2-3 zone. Looking to keep the Ravens, or looking to keep the Chargers from getting into the middle. And now the ball is going to be loose on the floor. Picks up MHMA. Siebert comes up and travels with it. Yes, he did. He takes a glance at the ceiling, but as he tried to stop, he was coming down the floor really fast, trying to hit the brakes, and the old Chuck Taylors didn't have any grip. 7.5 to play in the first half. So each team with the second quarter possession, neither team has put anything on the board. We remain even at 14. Carson McAfee over to the left side, one of the seniors on this JCN team. Here's a running shot. It's up and too soft, and the rebound's going to be chipped out. Siebert clears it down. Luke into the forecourt, starts left, comes right. His cross-court pass is going to be stolen by Calvin. Manville brings it down, goes in, reverse layup, missed it. And a rebound is going to be kicked back in to McAfee. He will go up and be called for a charge. Offensive foul is going to be called on Carson McAfee. It'll be his second foul of the game and the first second quarter foul by either team. 6:50 to go in the half. Still 14-14. Ravens will come right. I would hazard a guess that neither of these teams has played in front of a crowd this big. Here's a shot up, missing, and a rebound pulled down by Ethan Noel. Back up four with it. Today. Jefferson County North Chargers. Over to the right side. That's Connor Kern. Down to the baseline, Ethan Noel crosses over underneath, has the ball knocked out of his hands. Jason is going to save it. Grady Noel kicks it back over to the right side. Kearns for three. Nope. Rebound Ravens, and a little incidental contact, and we're going to have another JCN foul. On the effort at the rebound, Grady Noel will be calling for a foul. So for JCN, you've got two guys with two fouls apiece. Grady Noel, one foul in the first and one in the second. Carson McAfee, a foul in the first quarter, now a foul in the second. No other JCN player has committed a foul yet tonight. Ravens have not committed a second quarter foul. And here's the ball. It's going to be knocked away, and they're going to call this a foul on Connor Kern. He reached in to strip it away. It's going to not be on Connor. They're going to call on Ethan. How about Connor was up there? Okay, Ethan Noel is going to be called for that foul. And the Ravens have it in play on the offensive end. Now it's going to be stolen by Ethan. He crosses over, goes left, goes right, misses a driving layup. Intimidated by the size of Coatman. Here's a feed underneath. Uncontested layup is going to be up and good for the Ravens. MHMA with an easy bucket by Jonah Nickel. His first points tonight. It is 16-14. Ravens by a pair with 5:40 to go in the first half. Eli Weiser coming out on top. The Ravens' own defense doing exactly what it was designed to do. And JCN so far has not been able to shoot them out of it. Their perimeter shooting has not been all they would like it to be. Here's a three. It rims out no good. And back up with it. Here's Siebert. He'll travel. Oh, an offensive foul. I thought he just traveled, but instead they're going to call him for an offensive foul. And that's got maybe the most emotion I have ever seen from Coach Christian Wessel. He protests the call, and that will be the third foul for Luke Siebert. And Siebert pulling up a chair. It's going to be Ebanks in. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Eli Weiser is going to drive. Kicks it back out on top. Skip pass to the left. It's going to be off Ebanks' foot. He reaches out to kick it away, and JCN will have it in at the baseline. Right in front of the MHMA cheer crowd down there. Officials sliding him over in this hand. Okay, right there. Connor, here's where you put the ball in. And a short jump shot, Andy Baker, no good. Ravens shoot, or rather the Chargers shooting number has been very, very low. And we're 4:40 to play in the opening half. And still it's 16-14. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's on the floor, rolling around. And where's that foul going to go? It's going to be on Andy. I think, yes. So Andy Baker picking up his first foul. That will be JCN's fourth. The issue is, with 4:42 to go in the second quarter, for the rest of the half, Montgomery Academy is going to be awarded free throws on every foul. Here's a hook pass out on top. Ebanks. He will start in. Kick it back away to the right side. Back to Ebanks. Launches three. Can't hit it. Rebounding it down is going to be Andy Baker. And here comes McAfee. Outlet up the floor. Calvin has it on the right side. Dribbles it back away to Baker from 16. Nope. Rebound. Rolled down by Copeman. And we're going to have another JCN foul in the backcourt. This one is going to be on Manville. So Calvin picks up a foul, and that'll be five. That means we're going to walk to the other end of the floor with 4 minutes and 13 seconds of play still in the first half. Copeman, six in the opening quarter, has not scored yet in the second, and that first free throw will not be successful. Ravens are going to bring Bo Wirtz back into the game. So I got Wirtz and Ebanks in the backcourt. Second free throw fails also, and the rebound taken away from Andy Baker. And the follow shot is going to be up and good. Baker's awfully big, so let Jonah Nickel take that away from him. But he does, and here comes Jefferson County North. Charges down court, trailing by four. Cross-court pass thrown away by Eli Weiser. J.C. and is on the ropes. They are unfocused. They are disheveled. And with 3:54 to go in the opening half, they're down four and have given the ball back to Moore Hill Mount Academy. 3:54 to go. Ravens will bring it in. And up forward to basketball is going to come Bo Wirtz. Bo will swing it back over to the left side to Korbelik. Out on top, Copeman. Little travel there. A little shuffle to the foot. No foul. Here's the shot. Copeman blocked by Andy Baker. I will say that I don't suppose Brody Copeman has had very many, if any, shots blocked this year, but that one was rejected right back down into the forehead. But he's able to recover it, and one of his teammates picks it up, and the ball is now going to come back inbounds to the Ravens. 3:29 to go. Inbound, it comes in. They tried to alley-oop to Copeman, but Andy Baker gets in front of it, bats it away. Here comes JCN. And down the floor, they're going to say McAfee turns it over the baseline, and again, Jefferson County North struggling with their focus. 3:19 to go. Now the official's coming over talking to McAfee, and he's like making sure that Carson knows he doesn't want to hear a lot of chatter from him. An emotional game being played by these teams tonight. One of these teams will wrap up a season, and that means there are going to be a lot of seniors finishing their high school careers here tonight for one or the other of these two teams. Here are the Ravens with a basketball with 3 minutes to go in the first half, leading by four. Ebanks skips it over to the right side. They'll kick it to the baseline right, backing in, twisting and turning. The shot off the window, missing, and a rebound again to Andy Baker. Here comes MHMA. Eli Weiser drives in, goes up, gets fouled because kind of gets in front of him. Bowden Korbelik was badly out of position and well behind the play. And he will pick up his first foul tonight. First foul, or rather the second foul of the second quarter by MHMA. It'll be putting Eli Weiser at the free throw line where his first shot is good. 4 points tonight for Eli. Andy Baker coming out of the game. Manville's back in. Ethan Noel coming back in, taking Grady out. It's now 18-15. Both of these games tonight have been, in my opinion, relatively low scoring. Second free throw is also good. 5 points, Eli Weiser. He is the team's leading scorer. Ravens down the floor. Stripped away, reaching in and knocking it away was Ethan. And the Ravens back down the floor. Manville out on top. McAfee backs away. The feed down to the right block. Ethan out on top. McAfee again. He eludes. Korbelik goes in, goes up, missed the layup. And on the rebound, we're going to get a foul on Ethan Noel. Ethan's second foul tonight. And once again, the Ravens coming to the free throw line with an opportunity to get an easy point. At the line will be Brody Copeman. Now, Brody's a very good shooter, but he's 0-2 at the line tonight. Hasn't scored in the second quarter, and this free throw makes him 0-3. Now he slaps himself on the head because you can see the frustration mounting for Brody. Andy Baker coming right back into the game as Ethan Noel collecting that second foul. It's his free throw. It's good. So Coleman is 1-4 at the free throw line. 19-16. Marhill Mount Academy in front. We're down to 2:20 to go in the first half. Ravens stay in that zone. Long sideline to sideline pass up at the wing. Back over to the right side to Weiser. Eli. Top side, McAfee. Left side, it goes to Connor. Turns at the baseline. He'll launch a three. Misses. And a rebound underneath to Andy. Hook shot, no. Rebound tipped around underneath Manville, no. Rebound pulled down by the Ravens. MHMA coming up with the basketball with 1:45 to go in the first half. Baseline left. Korblik all alone. Easy three. Missed. Rebound. Back out on top. Korblik is going to control it. And I think he'll get it to Ebanks. No, he's going to keep it himself. A little behind-the-back dribble goes in. Bodies on the floor. Shot misses. And the rebound pulled down Eli Weiser. Here comes Jefferson County North with the basketball. 19-16. Ravens by three with 1:20 to go in the first half. McAfee thought about the three. And he got defended very quickly then by Bo Wirtz. The feed goes underneath. The shot misses, and Andy Baker gets fouled. Chippewa County North missing a lot of bunnies. The foul is going to be on Brody Coatman, his second. That prompts Coach Wessel to scramble to his bench, and he's got multiple players at the scorer's table. First free throw for Baker does not go in. End of the game for MHMA. Well, let's just set the five. On the left side of the lane, I got Jonah Nickel and Bo Wirtz. On the right side of the lane, I've got Derek Ebanks and looks like maybe Bowden Korbelik. Yep, second free throw is good. And out top side, we've got Owen Dulac. And now on the upcourt play, we get another whistle, another foul, and more Raven free throws. And as the second quarter has dragged along here, lots of fouls and lots of free throws have really, really, really slowed down the play. It is a one-point game, or rather two-point game at 19-17, one possession game, and a free throw for Korbelik hangs on the front lip of the rim and then tumbles in. It's good. 20-17. 1:12 to go in the half. The next free throw, Korbelik fails, and a rebound, Carson McAfee. And we got a big collision in the backcourt. The feet underneath. Eli shot. No. And a rebound. Let's see where that foul is going to go. It's going to go against Connor Kern. JCN is just fouling every trip up and down the floor. I'm certain that head coach Corey Nola is just frustrated with his guys. Connor's first foul of the game. That is seven fouls in the second quarter by JCN. At the line this time, Dulac. Free throw? No. If the Ravens were hitting their free throws, their lead would be pretty substantial right now. But in the second quarter, they are 1 of 5 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up here for Owen. He can help that number, and he won't. It'll be 1 of 6 at the free throw line for the Ravens in the second quarter. Here comes Jefferson County North, trying to get only by three as we go inside a minute to play in the first half. The lob underneath, Andy goes up, missed another layup. Again, there was a lack of focus on the inside. However, for Andy, free throws are going to be coming as the Ravens commit a foul. It'll be on Jonah Nickel. An opportunity that would have allowed JC to tie the game with a three-point play. It's going to be a chance to draw it a little closer, at least, in the first free throw. No count. And for Andy, he hit his first two, hit one of his next two, and misses the first one of this two. Next free throw, up and in. 20-18 at Ravens in the last minute of the first half. Right side is going to be Ebanks. Out on top, Ravens going to back it away a little bit. That's going to be Wirtz with it. Dulac now. Looks over at Coach. Kicks it to Korbelik. 25 seconds left in the half. Korbelik left side. It's going to be Wirtz with it again. way out near the middle. Wirtz will cross over, brings it back out of top. Korblik. JCN runs a player defense. Ravens have worked that zone. 9 seconds now. Ebanks with 8. He'll go for 3. Not close. Rebounding it down is going to be JCN. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. The 3-point shot of the buzzer thrown out of the gym. It wasn't even close. And in fact, it was so far off that they're going to say that Andy is going to give Marhelmont Academy 1 second to get a shot away. Outlet it comes, and it's going to be mishandled, and that's going to do it. We are through the first half. Was not pretty basketball, but it was hard played. And we'll come back to summarize the opening half for you. Both teams are headed for the locker room here in Winchester. Your halftime score, Marhelmont Academy 20, JCN 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good to have you with us here in Winchester. Halftime has found this game very, very low scoring. Teams having a hard time getting any points on the board, but tell you what, it couldn't be much closer. 20-18 as they go to the locker room. A recap of the first half scoring for Jefferson County North. JCN, 5 points for Eli Weiser to lead the way. 4 points for Andy Baker. Grady Knoll, Carson McAfee with 3 apiece, Calvin Manville with 2 and 1 for Ethan Knoll. For Marhelmont Academy, they are being led by Brody Copeland with 7. Jonah Nickel with 4, 3 in the first half. For Bowden Korblik, Luke Siebert has 5. And that is the JCN scoring, or the MHMA scoring in the first half. We're going to be back bringing the second half live. This one's going to be a peach, I'll tell you what. Great crowd on hand. It's going to come down to the last shot or two. You can depend on that. And we're going to take a break and come back and watch it. Halftime here in Winchester, Kansas. Class 2A, some state semifinal. The score, Marhelmont Academy 20, Jefferson County North 18. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. It's a March time halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule coming up immediately after these games, or very, very shortly thereof, we will be joining sports, the scoreboard show. The sports scoreboard show is brought to us from our KNZA sister station and airs all the way across the MSC radio networks. It's where Jake and Boz discuss the nightly scores of the basketball or football games, and this one is the last one of the season. Sports look again immediately following these games tonight. Coming up tomorrow, we've got sub-state basketball championship games from the JCN sub-state at 5 and 6:30. We also will be bringing you as many updates as we can from the important games here occurring with the Benedictine games as the Lady Ravens are on the road taking on Mount Mercy. And the Atchison High Phoenix boys are in play tomorrow evening at the same time that we're broadcasting. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-7729. 4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, we have a couple of finals to report in girls basketball. We actually have four finals to report. It was Jefferson West over Hiawatha girls, 51-41. Burlingame girls beat the Donovan West ladies, 55-32. Axtell ladies had a victory over Pike Valley, 61-27. Frankfort ladies beat Washington County, 61-23. And at the half in the Clifton-Clyde-Osborne game, it's Clifton-Clyde 27, Osborne 21. Valley Heights trails Bennington at halftime, 27-13. In boys basketball, we have a couple of finals to report. Sacred Heart Knights beat the Jackson Heights Cobras, 57-31. In the game that we had earlier, it was Horton, 43-35. And at the half in this game, it's Marhill Mount Academy, 20, JCN, 18. I'll be back with a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Care Country birthdays and anniversaries. Every morning on the morning show, we love reading them. We just have a couple of rules for you. Submit your birthday or anniversary by emailing careradio@gmail.com. That's careradio@gmail.com. Make sure you include the name and date. We take birthday submissions as early as 2 weeks in advance or as late as the night before. Be listening for those birthdays and anniversaries every morning around 6:55 and 7:55 on Care Country 93.7.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour.
Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. A blend of clouds and sun and dry. Sunday and Monday, upper 70s. Sunday, low 70s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 44 degrees in Atchison. It feels like 40 out there with the winds out of the south-southeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 65%, the dew point 33 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.96 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And we welcome you back to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting underway with the second half. And MHMA puts the ball in play, feeds it to the baseline, and Luke Siebert will travel with a basketball. It'll go back the other way. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy who took care of us so well at halftime. Back at Acura Sports Studio, Tom Kautz with you courtside. Chase Z in with the basketball, trailing it by two. Here's McAfee. He goes three. No. And the Chargers having no luck getting those long shots to fall for them. And again, JC is scoring 4 points in the second quarter. Kind of hard to win games with only 4 points. And now the Chargers down to the baseline. Ball's going to go off the side of the foot of Ethan Nolan. Out of bounds. Chargers turn it over again. Still 20-18. Extremely, extremely low-scoring business. And now, Morehamon Academy have a trouble getting in the forecourt. They'll bring it into Coatman. He will go in. A couple steps. Shot up. No good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes JC in. We've got Ravens all over the floor. And this is going to be a foul in the backcourt. And a whistle is going to be on Jonah Nickel. Jonah's second foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Jefferson County North with the basketball. Again, continue to work against that Raven 2-3 zone. And if you're a Morehamon Academy, it's working. There's no reason to change it. JCN has not been able to shoot them out of that zone yet tonight. Now they're going to feed underneath. Andy, head fake shoot, miss. Head fake shoots, ripped out of his hands, and it's going to be a Coatman foul. So for Brody, it'll be foul number three. And so far, no move yet by Raven head coach Christian Wessel to make a change. And that free throw by Andy is about a foot short of the rim. Hold on. Now the Ravens are going to make a late substitution. They will delay the free throws to let Coatman come out of the game. And Ravens are going to bring Derek Ebanks back in. One more free throw coming up for Andy. He can get his team back to within one. Doesn't. And a rebound at Luke Siebert. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with the basketball. Little head fake. Korbelik goes in. Stripped out of his hand. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be off Jeff North. 20-18. So here we are, a minute and a half into the second half. No one has been able to put any points on the board yet. And I'd love to be that glass half full guy that says the defenses are just fantastic. Here's a three. Nope. Rebounded back down. Andy Baker. The 3-point shot by Siebert way off the mark. So I'd like to be that glass half full guy, but it's kind of hard to be when you see how some of these shots look going up. I think these two teams are just really struggling. I think they're forcing things a little bit. Certainly, there's a lot of pressure. There could be no question of that. Now, here's the feed in the middle, and Andy off the pass from McAfee scores. So Andy Baker collecting his first field goal of the game, and we are tied at 20. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with the basketball into the forecourt. Here's Ebanks, left side, lumps it out on top. Taken there by Dulac. He'll accelerate to the left side of the lane, brings it back out on top. Ebanks drops the shoulder, goes into the lane. Little sky hook shot up, no good. Rebound, out of bounds. It'll be J.C. in basketball. Touched last by Jonah Nickel. Jefferson County North moving from left to right across your dial. Here in the second half, J.C. has also got Eli out there. Here's a feed underneath. Andy up and in, plus one, Andy Baker. This is what the Ravens had to be worried about a little bit, especially with Copeman out of the game, the size of Andy Baker in the middle. They're going to put Copeman right back in. So here's what you tell him. Your coach, Christian Wesley, say, hey, guy, got to have you out there. Just got to have you being careful, okay? Can't be picking up more fouls. This, by the way, is the third foul for Jonah Nickel. And the Ravens have three fouls in this third quarter. Still 5:25 left. Free throw, Baker, way short. So Andy, having a hard time at a free throw line, and it is a 22-20 JCN lead. Ravens with the ball. Over to the right side. Siebert falling away from 15. Doesn't get it. Rebound underneath. Andy Baker. Back down the floor with it. Jefferson County North. McAfee in the lane. Shot up. Nope. Knocked to the floor. Fouled. And let's see. Is it? It is. It's on Brody. I thought it was him, and I was stunned that he would come out and challenge a driving point guard 17 feet from the rim. But he did and made a mistake. McAfee's free throw is good. So Carson, that is only his fourth point tonight. He hits the first points of the game with a long three. Right out the gate. And had not scored again until there. So Copeman is back out of the game. One more free throw. McAfee got it in there. So Carson has five. It is now 24-20. JC in. 4:55 to play. And now the Ravens into the forecourt. And do we get a foul? That's going to be on Grady. Grady Knowles, third foul. And the first second half foul for Jefferson County North. Chargers are going to take Grady out of the game. And it'll be Will Elias coming in. So they got Will Elias out there. And I got Calvin Manville. I've got, who do I have? Connor Kearns, Carson McAfee, and Ethan Knoll. Those are going to be the JCN five. Here's Luke Siebert, kicks it over to the right side, trying to drive in. Not a lot of room over there for Bo Wirtz. Bo's got it up top side, plays off the screen, pulls up from 14. Oh, that was a nice shot. Wirtz with his first points of the game, and it's 24-22 with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. JCN, McAfee. Into the lane. Bunny hop. Puts the shot up. Can't draw the foul. Gets his own rebound. Goes back on the floor. Pushes it off on top. Connor will get it over to Calvin. Halfway through the third quarter. JCN with the ball and a two-point lead. Cross-court pass. It's going to be lost out of bounds. It's going to come back to JCN. Andy Baker will return to the floor for the Chargers. He's going to take Elias out. Here comes Jefferson County North and all the way to the baseline, Ethan Knoll. Topside McAfee, he wants that long shot, but passes it up. Pretty good defense as they flex that zone out to cover up those guards. McAfee over to the baseline left, stepping inside in trouble, no room. Back out to McAfee. Again, he wants the shot, feeds it across. Here's Andy from 15. Rims out, no. Rebound underneath Calvin, and Jason is going to keep it alive with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Back around to the right side, but there's going to be Connor Kearns into the lane. Harrison McAfee called for a charge. The official down to the baseline says Carson goes in too strong. It'll be his third foul. So Grady Knoll, Carson McAfee with three fouls each for Jefferson County North. For Marshall Mount Academy, Jonah Nickel with three, Luke Siebert with three, Brody Copeman with four. And here we go. Ravens into the forecourt. Ebanks will have it right side. Lobs it out on top. Corbelly goes in the middle. No room. Back out on top to Ebanks. Ebanks falls away, shoots, misses. Offensive rebound underneath Siebert, follows up, misses. Rebound tipped out, and Ebanks hustles and is able to rescue the ball just before it goes out of play. 3 minutes to go in the third. Ravens step it over to the right side. That's Wirtz to Siebert. Back out Ebanks. He steps in, goes up, gets his first point of the game. And we're tied again at 24. 2:46 to play in the third quarter. This continues to be an extraordinarily low-scoring game. The Ravens have got 4 points in this quarter. The feed underneath to Andy. He's up in it. That was a beautiful pass by Connor Kern. 26-24. JCN. Backing in. Twisting, turning. The shot's rejected. Here comes JCN. Andy Baker swats the boat and Korbelik shot away. And as they get to midcourt, head coach Corey Noel races up to the official, calling for the timeout, and we're going to take it. Shows that we got a timeout on the floor and a really, really entertaining game happening here. With 2 minutes and 14 seconds left in the third quarter, Jefferson County North 24, Morehill Mount Academy, or rather 26, Morehill Mount Academy 24.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
In the third quarter, Class 2A sub-state semifinal basketball for the guys. Winner of this one will play tomorrow night for the championship of the sub-state and a right to go to the state tournament. And they're going to be facing the Horton Chargers. Right now, though, Jay's team puts the basketball in play, leading by a pair. And we're now down to 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Carson McAfee. Starts into the lane, brings it back out on top there, rotate it back around to the left. Connor's got it. To Carson. He'll go three. Nope. Rebound in the corner. Did Ethan save it? It goes out of bounds, and it'll be off Ethan Knoll. 1:47 to play in the third quarter. I suspect both coaches feel like their teams have played better games than they are playing right now tonight, but again, the pressure is great. Here's a three-point shot, and a big three-point shot. Knocked down by Luke Siebert. He will put the Ravens back in front, 27-26. We're at 1:26 to play. In the third, and at the baseline, reaching in, a slap and a foul. It'll be on Bowden Korbelik. Bowden's second, the Ravens' fifth. And we'll have free throws coming up here for JCN and at the line, Ethan Knoll. Now, Ethan tonight has 1 point only. 1 of 2 at the free throw line back in the opening quarter. Missed the first, hit the second. This one is good. And the first free throw by Ethan Knoll ties the game at 27. Andy Baker coming out for a bit of a breather and back into the game for Coach Knoll is going to be Eli Weiser. Second free throw, no good. We're going to be tied at 27. Morehill Mount Academy into the forecourt with the basketball, and Wirtz will get it out on top. Ebanks three. That's an air ball about a foot and a half wide to the left side. Nearly hit a cheerleader. It's going to go out of bounds with a minute 10 to go in the third. Here comes Carson McAfee. 27-27 here in Winchester. Late in the third quarter. Now at 1 minute to play in the third. Over to the left side, it's going to be Connor Kearns out on top. Carson McAfee. Carson being guarded by Bo Wirtz. The feed in the middle. Ethan for two from about 12 feet away. First field goal of the game for Ethan Knoll. JCN leads it now 29-27. 40 seconds to go in the third. Ebanks has it on the right side. He wanted to take that very long shot, but then decided better of it. Kicks it over to the left side. In the hand of Luke Siebert. To Wirtz. Now Korbelik. Back to Siebert. Luke hit a big three just a couple of possessions ago. 15 seconds left in the third. Wirtz back to the right side to Korbelik, to Siebert. Everybody above the free throw line. 7 seconds. Out on top. Ebanks traveled with it. 5 seconds to play in the third quarter. And it'll be put in play right in front of a very upset head coach Christian Wessel. JC will bring it up. 4 seconds. Three. McAfee with two. Feeds in the lane. The 15-footer at the buzzer. Got it! Ethan Noel knocks it down as the horn sounds, and we go to the fourth in Winchester. We got a timeout on the floor after three. It's Jefferson County North 31, Markham Mount Academy 27.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here in Winchester, both teams huddle up around their respective coaching staffs for Morehouse Mount Academy, a 7-point third quarter. JC and knocked down 13 and takes a 4-point lead. Welcome back, everybody. Ravens being led by Luke Siebert's 8 points, Brody Copeman with seven. And Brody's back out on the floor now after having picked up a fourth foul early in the third quarter. JC and brings the ball in play, and we're back at it. Fourth quarter's underway here in this Class 2A semifinal game. In his sub-state. At the baseline, Ethan, jump shot, no. Rebound to go down, it's going to be Siebert. Ravens are led, or rather, JCN is led by Andy Baker with 10. Here's a shot in the lane, it's up no good, but we will have a foul and free throws coming up for the Ravens. The foul is on Calvin Manville. It'll be Calvin's second tonight. And at the line for MHMA, is a guy who's been doing so much for this team that I hit a big three a moment ago. It's going to be Luke Siebert. He's got 8 points, first shot short. One more shot coming up for the Raven Jr. Takes his time, eyes it up, little knee bend, and nails it. Siebert with nine, and it's 31-28. 7:25 to go in the game. Back around to the right side. Baseline, Eli, no. Rebound, saved underneath. The shot, rattled in. I didn't think it was going to go for Ethan Noel. And Ethan has his 8 points of the game. 33-28. 7 minutes left now. 5-point lead for Jefferson County North. Two teams have met a couple of times this season. Ravens have won the first two. Here's a call out of contact. The shot goes up. They're trying to draw the charge. It doesn't happen, and the bucket is going to be good for Siebert. Luke has got 11 now, and it's 33-30 at 6:40 to go. Eli Weiser, right side, McAfee, into the corner. Now the pass underneath, and we're going to have a Raven foul. The whistle is going to be the fourth foul for Jonah Nickel. So Brody Copeman, Jonah Nickel each with four fouls. Nickel will come out of the game, and it'll be Carl Sargent coming back in. 6:37 left. Here's JCN driving in. McAfee, underhand layup, missed it. He had a beautiful look at it in an open shot and got a little bit too much on it. It bounced beyond the rim. Ravens are going to come up with it with 6:24 to go, trying to get by three. Top side, here comes Korbelik, driving in, putting up an off-balance shot, missed it, rebounding it down, it's going to be Eli Weiser. McAfee running up the court, gets run into, is there a foul called? Finally, there it is. It took plenty of contact, and McAfee nearly taking a stumble to the floor, but he kept his balance. The foul is on Bowden Korbelik. He has three. And now the steal by the Ravens. Chased in, unable to get a shot away. Out on top is Copeman. He'll go long, miss the shot, and the rebound is on the floor, and it'll be pulled down by Andy Baker. Chased in is going to slow it down. McAfee will bring it up. Over to the right side, Calvin. Way back out on top, McAfee. Carson with a little left-hand dribble, heads for the left side. 5:45 to play, a lot of game left. And here's a feed in the middle of Baker and trying to get up to block it. Carl Sargent collects a foul. Now for the Ravens, it's going to become a bit of a problem. Is that will be, what, the third, fourth quarter foul? And the third foul of the game by Carl. Inbound it comes. There's no one in front of Ethan Knoll. He just is standing under the rim. They throw it to him. He lays it in. 35-30. 5.5 to go. Siebert, right side, pulls up. Jumper, no. Rebound underneath. It's going to be Ethan Knoll. Tell you what, as the game has gone on, Ethan has come up big. He's got 10 points, maybe that many rebounds, and the Chargers, with a 35-30 lead, have the basketball with 5:10 left. Grady Knoll is back in. Here's McAfee with it. The feed underneath. Ethan goes up. Doesn't get the shot. Gets his own rebound and follows it in. Ethan Knoll with 12. And it's 37-30. Largest lead of the ball game for either team. Now belongs to Jefferson County North with 4 minutes and 50 to play. And Coach Wessel's got to take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Take it a break. 4:50 to play in this game. It is Moorhill Mount Academy trailing JCN 37-30.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
But for the Ravens, Coach Christian Wessel seems to believe that this is the go point, okay, because he is brought back in. Brody Copeman with four fouls. He's got Jonah Nickel out there with four fouls. So he's going to be rolling the dice a little bit, driving into the lane. Ebanks loses the ball. It's on the floor. It's going to be kicked out of bounds, and it will belong back to MHMA at the baseline, right to the left side of the lane. 4 minutes and 41 seconds to go. Putting it in play, it's going to be Siebert. Luke looks it in, comes out on top to Copeman, back to Luke. He's about a 7.5 outside the left block, goes into the lane, has it stripped away from behind, is able to pick it up, puts a shot on his way, and knocks it in somehow. Siebert having a very nice night. For Luke, it'll be 13 points, 37-32, 4:20 to play. And now JCN opening the floor up a little bit against this 2-3 zone. MHMA continues to stay with that zone defense. Jeff North goes elbow, mid-court circle, back to the left side, now into the corner. Connor's got it there, back out on top. You have Korblik, keeps trying to anticipate the pass to McAfee and tries to jump that route, as it were. But JCN has not succumbed to that yet. Now they'll skip past, 3:50 to go. The bounce across the lane. Calvin goes to the baseline left. Feet underneath, all alone. Andy, give him two. They worked it and worked it. Got the shot they wanted, and Andy with a dozen. It's 39-32. Copeman will go to the left side. Siebert shot very short. Rebounding it down is going to be Andy Baker. Here comes Carson. Ball crossover behind his back dribble. Loses the handle on the ball. This is going to be saved at the baseline and brought back out on top. And we're going to get a chasing a timeout. Coach Corey Knoll, he just wants to tell his team, okay, I think he's wanting to pump the brakes just a little bit. And we're going to take a timeout. Joseph with 3:22 to go in the game. It's Jefferson County North 39, Barnum Mount Academy 32.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
As we return to Winchester, Kansas, Jefferson County North is putting the basketball in play in their forecourt coming out of the timeout. And look at this. The Ravens have abandoned the zone. For the first time tonight, they've shifted to the player defense with 3 minutes now to play. Driving to the baseline, running, finger roll, shot around, and it's good. Connor Kearns' first points of the game. It's 41-32, and we're inside three. Over to the right side, Ebank. Shot up, no. Tipped up, no. Rebound underneath Calvin. And we get an offensive foul on Calvin. And they're going to say, that's a rough call. If there was a monitor, that would be a reviewed play. The rebound was pulled down by Calvin Manville. And as he was shaking off the Raven defender, the Raven defender falls back like he had taken one to the cheek. And now the officials coming over to the scores table. Let's see what we're going to have. They're going to call the offensive foul on Calvin. That will be his third foul tonight. And it'll be the second foul by JCN in the fourth quarter. Now the officials coming over and having a long, hard talk with Coach Corey Noel, who walks away shaking his head. And then now they're going to call it apparently a flagrant foul. Oh, my. Again, if there was video, if there was review, like there's in college, is the first free throw by Ebanks is good. I'm not sure that this would have stood. Even the terrible grainy video that a lot of these places deal with. Second free throw by Ebanks. And it rolls around and in. Great shot by Ebanks. He jumps up there and knocks down a pair. And we're going to get a timeout. Derek is now up to 4 points tonight. How about that? 2 minutes and 50 seconds ago, we're going to get a timeout for the Ravens. They're going to have to set a course. We're going to see how they do. Timeout, Joseph. The score, Jeff North, 41. Farnham Mount Academy 34.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska Flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with two for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get two Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
A great crowd on hand here this evening. The supporters for both teams absolutely have the backs of their teams. And we've got only 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in it. It is 41-34. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play. Yikes. The Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. It will come in against a little pressure, and the lob is going to come way out on top. Here's Siebert. He has been great tonight. Driving to the right side, spinning in, Ebank shot. Nope, and we're going to get another foul called against JCN. And more easy points for Derek Ebanks. This foul is foul number two by Andy Baker. It is a 41-34 ball game coming to the line. Derek Ebanks. He just hit those two big ones a moment ago on that intentional foul. Oh, got quiet here in the old JCN gym. Free throw. Yeah, no. Still 2 minutes and 42 seconds to go in the game. Left side of the lane is going to be Siebert. Right side is going to be Koopman. In the backcourt, you got Korbelik and Wirtz. Second free throw is good. And at the free throw line, Ebanks gets one. It's 41-35, a two-possession game with 2:40 to play. Chase him with the basketball. They'll bring it into the forecourt. Here comes McAfee. He'll accelerate, dumps it over. Underneath, all alone, easy shot. Missed underneath. Brought back out from 15, knocking it down, Connor Kearns. 43-35, and a 2:20 to go. Ravens continue to try to paddle from behind. Siebert leans in, kicks the ball back. Falling away, Korbelik launches one wildly at the basket, and it's well off the mark, and the rebound going to be cleared away by J.C. and Calvin Manville. Cal will come into the forecourt, loses the handle for a minute. Again, Korbelik diving for it. The feed across the lane, into the middle. Andy Pertue missed it. Rebound underneath Ethan. Spins, twists, turns, brings it back out on top. Now the ball's going to be slapped away by Andy. And Korbelik has just been absolutely aggressive out there. And now we've got wildness on the floor. And we've got it's a little mayhem. And we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break. Timeout of the court with a minute 48 to go. The score. It is JCN 43, MHMA 35.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Clock is rolling with a minute 48 to go. The ball will come in play from the far sideline for Jefferson County North. And it'll be Carson McAfee putting it in. Grandma Ice, if you're listening, these guys are playing hard out here. The ball deep in the backcourt. Calvin Manville's going to bring it up. We're going to get Koopman. Gets across the timeline in front of him, not rinsing. All the way down the floor. Kicks it on top and travels with the basketball. He did not get it on the floor enough. And that's a good call by the official. That's got head coach Corey Knoll on his feet again. Paints on the sideline. 43-35, JCN. Out on top, Korbelik. He can shoot. That one won't go. And a rebound underneath him. It's pulled down by Calvin Manville. And Calvin is bear-hugged by Luke Siebert. Siebert will have his fourth foul. So for the Ravens, four fouls on Koopman, four fouls on Nickel, four fouls on Siebert. And now we're going to get a hug in the backcourt. And that will be Bo Wirtz. Now, Bo stayed clean from fouls tonight. I think that's only his first of the evening. And we will walk to the other end of the floor as JCN is in the bonus. With a minute 28 to go in the ball game, leading it by 8. Coach Knoll getting set to bring Grady back into the game. He'll come in after the first of these two free throws. First one. Not going to go in. And Connor Kearns will have one more shot. Ethan Knoll coming out of the game, and Grady is back in. So Grady on the left side, Andy on the right side. Backcourt has Carson and Calvin, and at the line is Connor. Second one fails also. Rebound, Andy. Follows and missed it. And this time the board is pulled out by Ebanks. And are they going to call a foul in the backcourt? Oh, my goodness. They're going to come up and explain it to the coach, and Coach Knoll shakes his head. And the foul is the third tonight for Andy Baker. Not a huge deal. Again, it's only the fourth team foul for Jefferson County North, so it's not going to involve free throws. But it is going to have them within one. And on the next free throw, Ravens are going to be at the line. We're down low to him, 75 seconds to go in the game. Ebanks, running shot, up, no good. Gets his own rebound and pushes it up and in. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Wessel. Taking a break, Joseph, here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, where you're getting all this high school postseason basketball action with a minute 12 to go in the game. It is Jefferson County North 43, Mar Hill Mount Academy 37.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Minute, 12 seconds to play. It is a 43-37 lead for Jefferson County North. That is only a two-possession lead. Okay, that's not a lot. And here comes J.C. into the forecourt. Carson McAfee is fouled from behind as Bo Wirtz is able to catch up with him and commit that foul. And it'll be a couple of free throws coming up for Carson. He's 2 of 2 at the line tonight. Has only gotten 5 points all evening. He's typically a much more prolific scorer than that. This first free throw rattles around, but it goes in. And it'll be his 6th point tonight. Now you got Coach Noel making offense, defense switches. Ethan coming out on the defensive side, being replaced by Grady Noel. With 1:08 to go. McAfee, the senior. This free throw, perfect. Carson has 7, and it's now 45-37, and we've got 1:05 left. Into the lane, the shot blocked! Out of the hands of Siebert, back out to Coatman, shot short, rebound tipped out, JTN hauls it down. In the backcourt, here comes Calvin, bringing it up, being bumped, finally gets it away to Andy, lobs it out on top, Carson, 46 seconds, 45, and finally, you can hear Coach yelling at his team, foul somebody. And they're going to call, they are going to foul Carson. 43 seconds to go. And back to the free throw line will come Jefferson County North, and it'll be Carson McAfee. That foul is the first of the night by Derek Ebanks. And again, the gym really, really grows quiet. The seniors' free throw. Perfect. Into the game for Morehill Mount Academy returns Owen Dulac. He is in for Bo Wirtz. So you've got Ebanks back in the middle. You've got Dulac and Siebert, Coatman and Korbelik on the left side. The free throw, yep, hardly moves the net. McAfee knocking down 2 more. And it's now 47-37 with 40 seconds to play. Left side, Siebert, long three, short. Rebound to JCN. And another Raven foul. Tomorrow night, Joseph, we're going to have the Horton Chargers and the JCN Chargers in the championship game of this JCN Winchester. Class 2A substate for the guys. We've got a lot of Charger games. It's always a little odd because you can't use the mascot. And another free throw by Carson McAfee is perfect. So Carson had 5 points through 3 quarters. He's got 5 free throws already here in the 4th quarter, putting his team up by 11 and 12. It is now 49-37 with a 30 seconds to go. Ebanks, that's an NBA 3. Nope. Rebound, McAfee. He's going to bring it up. Finally gets fouled in the backcourt, and that foul is going to be on Bowden Korbelik. And he will be the 4th Raven to have collected a 4th foul. And now it'll be wholesale changes coming in for the Ravens. As Coach Wessel is going to give an opportunity for his seniors to have an exit in front of their big crowd here tonight. Tons of Ravens fans have made the trip to Winchester for this one this evening. McAfee's free throw. You bet. It's good. And here come the substitutions. Coming out of the game, Owen Dulac, Luke Siebert, Brody Copeman, all checking out. McAfee's at the free throw line for one more shot. And, yep. It is now 51-37, 20 seconds left. He banks down with it. Derek, little side-to-side step, pulls up for three. Not going to get it to fall, and the rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll belong to Jefferson County North. Out on the floor for the Ravens. We're going to get a couple of more multiple substitutions, and let's see who else is coming in and coming off. Very emotional time. These young guys, especially the seniors, this is always the hard part, you know. You got a handful of seniors who are going to wrap it up here this evening. Great season for MHMA, a conference championship. And here comes Jefferson County North and their fans now coming to their feet. 3 seconds, 2, 1 second. That's doing it. The final score tonight in game two. It's Jefferson County North 51. Morehead Mount Academy 37, and we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
My pleasure, sir. You take care of yourself. Okay. Tell Jeff, hey, if you see him. Back with you here in Winchester, doing a little clerical work. As the fields are set for tomorrow night's games. And tonight, in the second game, Morehead Mount Academy. Well, I'll tell you what, this one's so close. It was tied at the end of a quarter. It was a 2-point game at halftime. JC and had taken a 4-point lead at the end of three quarters and then made the free throws down the stretch and played very well in the clutch moments, winning it tonight 51-37. Scoring for the Ravens tonight, it was Luke Siebert. Great night. Paced his team with 13 points. Derek Ebanks off the bench with 7. Brody Copeman had 7 in the game. It was a 4-point night for Jonah Nickel. Bowden Korbelik hitting a 3 in the opening quarter, and Bo Wirtz with 2 tonight for the Ravens. For Jefferson County North. Okay, I'm gonna start off with the fact Carson McAfee iced the game. In the second half, Carson was 10 of 10 at the free throw line, 8 of 8 in the fourth quarter. He had 13 points to lead JCN tonight. Andy Baker, a dozen points, but I'm gonna tell you what, your Union State Bank player of the game for me, I'm giving that Ethan Knoll. Had 1 point at halftime. Didn't score in the second quarter, but then in the third quarter and on into the fourth, he just absolutely established himself. He was not going to take no for an answer. And Ethan, with a dozen points tonight here, again, Union State Bank, player of the game. So 3 JCM players in double-figure scoring. Following them, it was Eli Weiser off the bench with 5, Connor Kearns with 4, 3 for Grady Knoll this evening, and Calvin Manville with 2. MHMA is going to wrap up the season 17-5, a fantastic year, including a conference championship. And JCN will play tomorrow night, a game you'll hear here on K-Radio, for the right to go to Dodge City at a Class 2A state title game. Game one tonight, it was Horton coming away with a 43-35 win. Game two, it was J.C. Enso. It'll be a battle of the Chargers in the guys game tomorrow night at 7:30 here on K-Radio. The first game is going to be at 5 o'clock, and it will pit the number one and number two seeds, as it'll be Riverside and MHMA. And, of course, you'll hear those on care. Want to thank you for having joined us. Don't forget, I believe there's a scoreboard show tonight. And the guys will be kind of cluing you in what's going on in the sub-states and such all around. So stick with us for that. Want to thank you for having me join us. Till we greet you tomorrow night, Triple Dip here on Care Radio, women's college basketball, then the sub-state finals. For Joseph in the studio, who handles all of that stuff with ease, Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch here in Winchester. Till tomorrow night, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.